sent me before.
No, that's just where I am. I would not believe you. Do you know why? I have contemplated the word of God. And that word said I will live till old age and be fruitful till old age. That I will live, I will not die. Interferon what? It doesn't concern me. It says even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit inside will give it life because of righteousness. That if the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in me, he will give life to my mortal bodies. You can't persuade me otherwise. So, and if you come one day, they have done a scientific study that shows that men who are my height, my complexion, my weight, tend to have this problem by the time they are 40. To me, your father will have it, your brother will have it, you that's telling me, I won't have it. That say they look like me. I've noticed that your father is my height. Your brother is my height. Your husband is my height. They can have the problem. Me? Forget. I reject it instantly. Listen, you cannot persuade me with information that God is lying about me. It's not possible. Look, it's like, remember now, we enter filling station in Benin to buy food. We're going for our program. I said, like, tell them to fill the tank so that we can travel early tomorrow. Then after some day, Ben said, Pastor, it is 66 naira. Like, what? Are you serious? Okay, tell them to stop. I'm not sure we can, you know, I quickly checked the money rapidly. So we bought a certain amount. As soon as we left the place, we started singing. What's the song again? Okay, yes. It said, Here is the Lord thy God is one God. Hallelujah. My own is, the Lord my God is one God. He is the God of heavens and Nigeria and the petrol. Petrol price cannot. I said, next car I'm buying must have 8 cylinders to show that I'm not afraid of the price of petrol. Don't think I will not convert to using lawnmowers as motor car because the petrol is not expensive. I just said, dear Lord, since you are God, increase supply of finances to overshadow this fuel increase. My heart is filtered. IMF cannot persuade me otherwise. Are you getting the point I'm making? You have to learn to approve the things that are excellent. It's a conscious effort. One thing that must never come from your mouth is that this is how they do it in our place. Rubbish, nonsense. Because how they do it in your place, I have always done it. This is how I am. It is not an excellent thing. It is only the word of God that has been tested 7 times in the fire and has been found to be pure and does not ever fail. Every other thing we fail. So I make up my mind. What has God said is learning to approve those things that are excellent. Are you getting my point? Listen, with that, I will succeed. I won't fail. I told you some things are absolute. The word of God is absolute. It is not relative. It is absolute. It's not how I feel about it. It's a fact. It is something that I know. It's a fact. Then I told her, look, those days, one day my wife asked me a question. She said, okay, all these things you are saying, that was those days, not now, all right? That are you telling me that everybody else is wrong and only you is correct? You know, you don't just say yes. If you just say yes to that kind of question, they will think something is wrong with your head. Of course, you answer with stories. I said, when Joshua and Caleb stood in the congregation of millions of people and said one thing, and everybody else disagreed apart from Moses, were they right and everybody else was wrong? You know, the answer answered itself. The question answered itself after that story. That it is possible for everybody else to be wrong and one person is correct. The standard is that did they agree with what God said or they did not? That's the standard. Notice one thing God said there. Before I say what God said, notice that they went into the land. Did they see the giants? They saw the giants. That is, they contemplated the giants, just like Abraham also contemplated his body. But apart from the giants, they also saw the fruitful land. Did the other 10 spies see the fruitful land? Yes. But the difference was that one group, that's Joshua and Caleb, said, okay, we saw the giants. But we have contemplated the giants. And if God is for us, then they are meat for us. Their defenses have departed away from them if God is for us. The other people say you are talking nonsense. All they have just said is that whether God is for us or not is irrelevant. The giants are there. We will die. I hope you are following me what I'm saying. So faith doesn't mean I don't see the trouble going on. I'm just saying that despite the troubles, if God is for me, all the troubles has died in natural death. That's what faith is. I learned to approve the things that are excellent. Look, one of the things God has helped me with is I always like to share testimonies that overcome evil. You know what I mean by overcome evil? One day I was sitting with friends somewhere. I don't know whether it's a very good story. And we're eating and talking. And people were telling stories and laughing. They were all doctors. So they were telling some funny stories about how some people behave. About how a couple, you know, different story about different couples who were coming to clinic with infertility problems. And then the doctor did a sperm count on the man and found out that the man was had problems with his sperm count and everything. And next time that he had his result in his hand, next time the woman came to clinic, the woman said, praise God, though, that she's now pregnant. And that the doctor just tore the result and threw it away. That the woman has gone to borrow pregnancy from somewhere. And people were laughing. I was getting grieved. As God is my witness. And I wasn't enjoying the joke. When they finished, let me tell you a story. I said, I did a study. I mean, I was supposed to do a project on it, but I didn't finish the project because for many reasons. But that has caused me to study enough. I said, there is an article I have. I can give it to you if you want to read it. It says, demonstrated paternity in spite of, in quotes, severe oligospermia. For those of you who understand what I'm saying. That normal, if normal is supposed to be 400, this man had one. Normal is supposed to be 20 million to 100 million. The man had 50,000. That this was not a religious magazine. This was, the name of the journal is Fertility and Sterility, an international journal of gynecologists. I said the type, and it was done by white men, not one backside thing. They tested and tested this child until it was not possible to test him further and found out that indeed that is the father. I said, you've forgotten that story to tell. Look, I said, when people tell story, I'm Robert. I said, let me tell you a story of deliverance also. I just took the man, they just shot him and killed him. I said, there was a man they wanted to shoot, the gun didn't go off. Let's hear the two sides. So I can focus on the one that I want to focus on. Let's hear the two sides. I've read stories of a man who, a young boy, he gave a young man a lift. He was coming from Ibadan, going to Lagos. He had a very nice car. So he said he liked to give lifts to people and then share the gospel with them. He gave this young campus boy a lift. On the way, the young boy brought out a gun and told him to enter the bush. So he drove into the bush. After a long story, he told the man, undress, bring your wallet. He said, I'm going to kill you. He said, at that point in time, the guy said, he said, something rose in him, and he told the boy, you can't kill me. He said, listen, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You can't kill me. The boy said, you won't be the first. The boy pointed the gun and fired, and the gun refused to go off. He said, the guy turned the gun away and fired at a piece of grass. The gun went off. He turned to that guy again and fired. The gun jammed. He turned again, fired. The gun went off. He turned to the guy and fired. The gun jammed. At that point in time, the gun dropped. It began to tremble. The guy got up and said, get back into the car. Began to order the boy around. I've heard stories like that. Don't come around telling me only stories about somebody who they shot and they killed. I have seen people, when they tried to kill this man, what's his name? Minister of Internal Affairs that time, that Rogers and Co. tried to kill. Ibro, Alex Ibro. When that man was in hospital, I said, he can't die again. They said, why? I said, they gave men, an unarmed man, close range, shoot him, kill him. You couldn't. The guy won't die. I've seen things like that. Men, you shot and shot, and they refused to die. Look, let's hear two sides of the story and choose the one we want to believe. So that when I am going, I know that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear any evil because the Lord is with me. Tell me both stories. Let me choose the one I will believe. I will focus on stories of deliverance until it fills the whole picture. I will focus on the stories of breakthrough in the times of adversity until it fills the whole picture. So that when I face adversity, I will not fear any evil, knowing that this is not the Lord's first time. He has done it before in the past. Those things were recorded for my learning. There was something my mother-in-law said once. I have not forgotten that statement. It was describing one man who ran to America to go and make money, and he came back to Lagos, to Nigeria, and thieves stole the whole money. And she said something. He said, what's all this nonsense? He said, is it not these same dollars we buy here to go and spend there? I said, that's a testimony. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He said, what is it that must you kill yourself? He said, is it not the same dollar we buy in the market here, put in our pocket, enter a plane, and go and spend there? I said, this is a true statement. I will consider that the dollar is sold in Nigeria. I can buy it here. No, I used to tell my wife, I said, when you are ready to go and do holiday anywhere, if I don't have £1,000 to give you, you are not going anywhere. That is, I will go to the market, buy £1,000, and say, take, everywhere you go, be a blessing. I don't care whether you are going to your brother's, sister's, uncle's, auntie's house, be a blessing. Get there, don't say, I've come from Nigeria, you know I'm poor. Get there, say, let me take the children out. Dip your hand in your pocket, bring out £100, blow it on everybody. I'm a giver, I'm not a taker. Tell two sides of the story. Let me know the one I want to believe. Don't come and fill my head with stories of violence. Like the guy that sang Nigeria Scatter Scatter. I agree with the president that it's your mother that scatter scatter. I agree with the president. My life is not scattered. My life is getting... I sing this song all the time. My wife knows how I sing it. I said, Nigeria, they arrange, arrange. Goza, goza, all the Amrabas are dying. That's my own. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You can't come and tell me stories to scare me. I renew my mind. Choose the one I want to take and choose the ones I don't want to hear. And listen, it is unto me according to my face. The imaginations of my heart will come upon me. You don't fill my heart with nonsense. I use the word of God to filter all the rubbish. Listen, I will live long. I will not die. I will prosper. I am a giver, not a taker. I am a blessing to this generation. I will affect people's lives. I will give jobs. I'm not looking for jobs. I will give people jobs. I don't care that I was born in Nigeria. It makes no difference. The same God is rich unto all that call upon him. There is no difference. I believe that. Any information you give me against this does not impress me. As far as I am concerned, you are lying. Lie doesn't mean you have made up your mind to deceive me. Lie means that what you are saying is not in agreement with what God has said, and I don't want it. Like I said, everybody went to the promised land. See? They all saw the same things. And everyone that said that we are dead died. Everyone that said that their defenses have departed from them and they have become meat for us. What happened? 40 years later, when Caleb was 80 years old, he told Moses, he told his friend Joshua, he said, remember, Moses gave me that hill. He said, now give me permission. Let me go and take it. He said, as my strength was 40 years ago, both for going out and for going to battle, he said, so is my strength today. Give me the permission. Let me go and take over the land. And at 80 years of age, Caleb led battle and delivered the land from the giants according to his imaginations. I hope you are getting the point I'm making all these things. That's why you have to look. That's what the Bible means when it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you see things? No, like the example we gave last time, people say some people are gathering together to take over leadership in Nigeria and ruin Nigeria again. I said, that's their problem. Bible says that why do the hidden rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. He said they have ganged up against the Lord and against his anointed. They have said all kinds of things. Let us break their bonds and asunder. Let us cast them away, cast away their curse from us. He said, he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. He said, as for me, the Lord said, I have chosen my king. I have personally installed him. That is, all of you can gang up. You can be in Ogbo, Ni Ogbo, Ne Ogbo, whatever. It makes no difference. And listen, that's what I believe. You cannot persuade me otherwise. What will happen in 2007, I don't care. All I know is good things are happening all the time. That's what I believe. And listen, it doesn't mean bad things don't happen. I have contemplated them. I have contemplated the word of God. And I have come to understand that what God says is final and that one is absolutely correct. And his kingdom rules over all. God's word has a creative ability. It does not cooperate with what is going on. It causes the things that are going on to cooperate with what he has said. Do you follow what I'm saying? God's word does not look for seasons to manifest. It creates the seasons when the time for manifestation comes. I mean, they told Mary, you will have a child. He said, I know no man. He said, you don't know what God is saying. When God speaks, that word is a man. You get what I'm trying to say? That if you know that word, that's all the man that you need. In the, look, you let nobody scare you in the time of adversity. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because that's the reason. It's not like there's no shadow. It's not because there's no death. It's not because I'm not walking in the midst of it. He said, but because the Lord is with me. Listen, that is information, solid information. I put all those things, use it to program my mind. So that when you are bringing anything, it gets there. If it is not compatible, it repels it. And then I create an image. I create imaginations in agreement with what God has said. Listen, those that hope in him will never be put to shame. If my imagination is based upon what God has said, it can never be disappointed. It's not like I will try. Remember what discussing beneath? That, look, after everything that we have said, I'm not saying go and try harder. No. God said, only believe. Believe. That's all I am asking you to do. Just believe. And grace will be manifested, which is the power of God to bring the word of God to manifestation. You are following what I'm saying? So what is a man's responsibility? What's a woman's responsibility? Sit down. Approve the things that are excellent. Allow the correct seeds to be sown in your heart. That will germinate and produce the correct imaginations, which will definitely be manifested on the earth. That is a fact. That's why he said, guard your heart with all diligence. Guard it. You mount a guard post at the door of your heart, which is your mind. How do I interpret events? I mean, this is how it works. Jesus said that in the last day, they asked him what would be the sign of the last time and all that. He said, listen, you will see things happen. Nation rise against nation. There will be signs in the stars. He said, when men see it, the heart of men will fail them because of the expectations of the calamities about to come upon the earth. He said, however, but you, at such a point, straighten up, lift up your neck, rejoice and be glad, because your salvation is near. That's the mind. So he has programmed their minds ahead of time. So when they see calamity, they look up and they rejoice because their salvation is near. If I wake up one day, I had trouble everywhere, I look up and rejoice because salvation is near. Do you get my point? God said, only with your ears will you do what? Is it your eyes? You will see the reward of the wicked. So you will see it. But just know, your mind tells you it is not your own. When they tell stories of calamity, say it does not apply to me. I remember one day, one man of God in this country was shot. I was among the first to hear the news because he was brought to our hospital. And my friend was the registrar in charge when they brought him. So he came and told me, bank, you see what happened? What happened? This, he told me the story. The thing troubled me so much. So that night, I saw a friend of mine. And I told him. No, he said, why are you so troubled? I said, something happened today that really, really saddened me. Actually, it happened the previous night. So I heard during the next morning, that I told this guy in the evening. He said, what? I told him. He shook his head. He said, if that can happen to him, what about us? He said, what about us? That can happen to him, what about us? How many of you hear Yoruba? I said, oh, us, what is wrong with your head? I don't care what happens to him. It does not concern me in any form. I am worried for him, not for me. I told him, I said, wait. It doesn't concern me. The guy thought I was worried that such a big man can be afflicted. What about the rest of the smalls? I said, what's wrong with this one? Look at where he's thinking from. I mean, I'm just concerned. A big bro is in trouble, so I'm mourning with those who mourn. You know, the way I said, I told him, I will punch you. What's your problem? No, I have come to believe what happens to him doesn't concern me. I don't know. Look, I don't know the relationship between him and his God. When they beheaded John the Baptist, we didn't concern Jesus Christ. He just got up and said, repent and believe. The kingdom of God is at hand. They said, but they just beheaded your cousin. He said, doesn't matter. I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. You get what I'm saying? So they shot him. What's my problem? Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, I have settled down and focused on the word of God. That is my problem. That is my issue. I create my own imagination. Don't come and reframe it for me. When people come and start telling stories, this happened, they went to this bank, armed robbers, this and stuff. I just get up and go away. And let me just end with this. When they feed, look, you know, remember one thing we said once? I think, let's quickly open there and I'll close with that. I don't want to spend more time than we've already spent today. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. From verse 10. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood and all that. Now, please, let me go down to verse 16. It said, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is what I want to emphasize. It said, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now, we won't go there, but if you go to the book of James, there was something that James said. He said, the tongue is like a little member. What does it do? In James chapter 3. He said, see how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. Notice the word. He said, the tongue is a small fire. I'm not reading the whole thing. He said, but it sets a great forest aflame. He said, the tongue is a small fire. It sets a great forest aflame. Earlier on, we read in Ephesians chapter 6 that you will quench the fiery dart. Now, the flaming dart, King James used the word fiery. What that means is that these are arrows that have fire at its tip. Now, for those of you who don't understand, if you watch the first few minutes of this film, Gladiators, you will see the Roman soldiers try to attack the barbarian city. And from a distance, they set the city on fire. How? They had their archers, those who shoot the arrows, ready. They put stuff at the tip of the arrows, set the thing on fire, and all of them shot into the city and set the land on fire without stepping into it. What they were shooting is what the Bible calls fiery darts, flaming arrows. James now said the tongue is a small fire, that is, words are loaded with sparks that can set the events of life on fire. Words. But Paul said, you hold up the shield of faith. So what the devil does is to give you words. Tell you it will not be well with you. It's a small spark. It's a small word. That he plants inside your heart. You don't know. Look, spiritual things, they produce results. They germinate. They expand. It's a simple word. Somebody tells that, look at it. Though. It looks like your eye. I think, are you sure? It looks like you are losing weight. I think you are sick. The next morning, you want to get up. Your body doesn't get up as usual. Then you remember that they said, yesterday they told me I was jaundiced. Maybe I should go to the hospital. As soon as you take a step to the hospital, then you start feeling very weak. And then you sit down. The doctor will say, you have hepatitis. Come for admission. While you are still discussing, it becomes fulminant. 1 week later, you're dead. Small spark. You don't realize it. Somebody suggested that you're not well. I told you about a friend of mine who said he killed a patient. I said, how did you do it? He said he told the man he had cancer and he was going to die. The next time, the next week he saw the man was severely sick. This was a man who walked from his office to come and see him. Maybe he told the man the truth, the way he knew the truth. But the man believed it and set his whole life on fire by words. You've heard me tell the story again of this doctor I saw on Discovery. This doctor said that he does not ever take hope away from his patients anymore. Why? Because there was a man he saw. He investigated and said, "You have this kind of disease." And the man said, "Yes, I do." You understand what I'm saying? And the man, just as they predicted, it's likely you will die in 6 months' time. This will happen, this will happen. Everything happened as they said. 6 months' time, the man died. They did an autopsy, and there was nothing wrong with him. This was not in a religious channel. This was on Discovery Channel that I heard this story. Are you following my point? A little spark setting a great forest on fire. The man died. This was an aged doctor. He said since then, he does not ever say anything like that again. So the reporter asked him that, okay, what if you have a case in which the person's chances of survival for the next 5 years is less than 90%? He said, maybe 90% of people die within 5 years. He said, I will tell him 10% survive beyond 5 years. Do you understand what my point? When I teach medical students, I tell them these stories that, listen, you are a doctor. You are supposed to be a healer. Don't go around taking hope away from people. Tell them their chances of survival, not their chances of dying. Tell them what you can do to help them survive. Tell them how you will improve their life, not how rapidly they will die. Words are powerful. Paul said, take up the shield of faith. With it, you will quench the flaming darts of the wicked one. They speak a word like that to you. Say, I think you are sick. Say, I am well. There is nothing wrong with me. Somebody asked Miss Smith Wigglesworth, say, how do you feel? So the man said, I don't ask Smith. That was Smith answered. I don't ask Smith how he feels. I tell him how he feels. I won't ask him how he feels. I tell him. I will speak to him. Today, Smith, this is how you shall feel. You shall feel happy. You shall feel healthy. You shall rise up and face today with a bright smile. Everybody that comes in contact with you today will be blessed. I talk to myself like that. And listen, any hope founded upon the word of God will not disappoint. If you see people that appears like hope is disappointing them, it is because it wasn't founded upon the word of God. It was founded upon what somebody else said. You know what I call Christianese? We all go to church and speak a common language. How now it is well? It doesn't believe it is well, but it's the way you answer when you go to church. That is why, look, listen, words alone is not the issue. The imaginations, what is it that propels the guy to speak? What is it? One day, an insurance man came to me and said, start putting aside 500 naira a month into our insurance scheme. I said, do you know how much I earn in a month? I'll tell you, 6,000. It was many years ago. He said, I said, life insurance. I said, I'm not planning to die, so I don't need it. He said, no, it's not just a matter of death. After 25 years, we'll give you, I think, maybe like 100,000 naira. I said, in 25 years, I will give you 500 naira now so that you can give me 100,000 in 25 years. What kind of poverty mentality do you think I have? I said, listen, my friend, in 25 years, 100,000 will be worth less to me than 500 naira today. Let me tell you the truth. I told the guy straight. Do you get what I'm saying? And you know, I look back now and I thank God for his wisdom. Because if I had been giving the guy 500 naira a month that time, and 25 years is not up, it's not even up to 10 years. It's not up to 10. And I have a hope of continuing 500 naira a month. Of course, it will soon increase his premium or whatever. I looked at it and I said, thank God I didn't fall for that foolishness. Because right now, if I lose 100,000 naira, I won't cry over it. They stole 90,000 naira from my front seat the other day. It wasn't my money, it was my friend's money. I said, oh boy, see what happened. You know what he said? The Lord give it, the Lord take it. Forget it. He said, please help me do this. I went to draw the money. But I made the mistake you shouldn't make. I took money from the bank and stopped to buy book in a bookshop. When I told him, I said, see what happened. The guy said, the Lord give it, the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is today. That somebody wanted me to be believing God for 24, for maybe like, what, now, 100,000, the money was telling me about was not up to 100,000. I just used to illustrate. The money he's talking about, that was telling me about then, now is rubbish money. Do you understand? If I give my landlord that, he won't even take it. That this is my house rent. The man will throw it away. But why did I tell him that? Because I had an expectation of what would come upon me. When Abraham faced the king of Sodom, he said, take all the goods. Abraham said, no, thank you. He said, if I do, you will say, I made Abraham rich. You said, that house was my own. That car was my own. That one was my own. He said, I don't want you to say that. You know why? He knew that indeed he was going somewhere great. And he didn't need the king of Sodom's property to get there. I hope you are following my point. Now, when you believe things like this, it creates a reaction when you see things happen. I tell people say that, fuel increase, we're about to die in this nation. You can die. In fact, it will reduce the number of us that are around to enjoy this country. You can die. I really don't care. If you triple the price of fuel, he has just told me that God has to multiply my expectation more than 3 times. I won't start trekking because fuel is costly. I like one thing Bishop Oyedepo used to say those days. He said, children that have not yet been born will build houses. Why are you hoarding cement? That is, you are buying cement to keep. He said, listen. He said, the price might go up. He said, yeah, let it go up. That children that haven't been born, they will build houses. So what's your problem? Listen, what you imagine affects the way you talk. Now, what I was saying about the fairy deaths of the wicked one is simple. That, listen, anytime people speak words, are you following what I'm saying? They speak words that are not in agreement with what God has said about your life. Remember, lift up the shield of faith and quench it. Lift up the shield of faith and quench it. Let them know clearly this is not what you believe. Look, I'm not saying that they don't have reasons for saying what they are saying. We have contemplated their reasons. Is that not so? Yes, we have contemplated their reasons. But we are saying beyond their reasons, we have something stronger. Something inside so strong that events around respond to it. I mean, God didn't come down and say, CEO, darkness has filled everywhere. What am I going to do? He says simply, let there be light. That solved the problem of darkness. Do you understand my point? You too, take the word of God, which is the basis of faith, lift it up, and that kills all the fairy darts of the wicked one. Listen, let me conclude by saying this. What you believe creates an expectation for you. Do you understand that? Your expectation is what frames your imaginations, and your imagination is stronger than your willpower. In the time of adversity, you will respond according to what you have imagined, not according to what you will. And what is inside your heart, created by what you have received, is what decides whether you will succeed in life or fail in life. It is not whether you desire to succeed or you desire to fail. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let us pray.